Well, my friend, Snow White continues to plummet, and I think one of the worst headlines we saw was a working man beats Snow White. That's all kinds of terrible, my friends. I don't think we would encourage that. But me and Mike and young Zach had the occasion to go see A Working Man, and thank you to our friends over at Allied Global Marketing for letting us come on down and check out the movie. It was a lot of fun, but we head on down there to go see A Working Man, and here's my problem with it. I was expecting pure adrenaline garbage like The Beekeeper, and instead, I got them trying to make this a real plot and a real movie, and I'm fine with that. But I guess I was expecting something different, and it didn't really measure up to the drama it was trying to infuse into the movie. Now, I had a good time. I thought it was decent. I thought it was fun. But my measure for success is The Beekeeper. If that sucker's on an airplane, if that sucker's on TV, I will watch the rest of it. I will sit there coming out of the shower in a towel, and I will watch it. This one,
I hope I never have the opportunity to sit next to you on a plane. You watch profoundly inappropriate movies on a plane. You watching The Beekeeper on a plane? Get out of here.
Yeah, if it's on the plane, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Why are you watching movies wearing a towel, by the way, too? Put some damn clothes on, you freak.
That's a fair point also. I will say with regards to this, it's fine. It's okay. It's not something you have to go see right now, in my opinion. Mike, what'd you think of the movie?
Well, I'm glad you don't, brother, because a lot of people do.
I love it. Ari Hoffman, doesn't like the number one movie at the box office. We started the segment with talking about how A Working Man beat Snow White. I like this movie so much, I saw it twice. I took my sweetie to it over the weekend because she wanted to see it also. We celebrate the catalog of Jason Statham in our house, and I like to get on my high horse on my big microphone and get all esoteric and philosophical about the movies and why I like them and explain them. My wife, on the other hand, has a more straightforward approach. She's like, it's a Jason Statham movie. I liked it.
Fair.
No more, no less. I told the nice lady with the clipboard that I do wish that A Working Man, the movie, was as fun as its marketing.
Yes.
Because, like, you look at all their social accounts, and they've really leaned into the blue-collar aspect of A Working Man. I'm very interested to see how this movie will do in its second weekend, because I think there are a lot of Ari Hoffmans running around expecting The Beekeeper. This is a very different movie than that. And I thought, foolishly, that would perhaps hurt its positioning, because, you know, we want a certain degree of dumb action. I liked it. I like Jason Statham movies. It's a gritty pulp thriller. It's from Amazon, so it's in the tradition of Amazon's other offerings. Think Reacher,
yes,
and Bosch and The Terminal List. And Jack Ryan, you know, that kind of thing. So it's very much in keeping with that. And I'll take that analogy even further in that this almost feels like the difference between the Tom Cruise Jack Reacher movie and Reacher, the TV show with friend of the show, Alan Ritchson.
Yeah.
And I like this version better. I like this as a Jason Statham movie as opposed to like a 6-part Amazon series, but it's cut from that same cloth. It's based on a novel. It's based on a series of novels. And here's a name for you. Ari, you read Batman comics in the 90s just like I did. The novel was written by Chuck Dixon.
Really?
Who wrote Batman comics for, through most of the 90s. So it has that hard-edged crime pedigree. It's not as zany and silly as The Beekeeper, and I think that's where you and I kind of part ways a little bit, because, you know, Jason Statham has had an illustrious career in various other professions other than just being a working man. He's been the mechanic. He's been on the bank job. He's been the transporter. He did the Italian job. He's now a working man. He's the beekeeper, and he's been spy as well.
Yes.
So to me, this is a quote-unquote Jason Statham movie. And I appreciate being a fan of his. He's a guy that has a firm grasp on the trajectory of his career. He's probably not as fast as he used to be. It's not as much high-flying martial arts. This is more gritty and realistic. This is kind of, he's trying to settle into that Liam Neeson kind of elder action type of role, but the dude can bring the heat. And seeing it a second time, Ari, this movie's funnier than you remember. Because, like, it took me like a third of the movie to realize it's not Beekeeper. But once I got there and I got dialed into it, but the second time through, I knew exactly what it was and I had a blast with it. Highest recommendation from Big Mike.
I will say there was something refreshing about it with regard to the damsel in distress isn't a damsel in distress. And that was a refreshing take on a classic formula that you know it's going to be. And I enjoyed that aspect of it more than I should have because it was original and new and different. And I did like that a lot. The Beekeeper, I can't believe I just said The Beekeeper. A Working Man is in theaters right now. Go see it and pummel Snow White at the box office, just like Working Man did over the weekend.
One last thing. So to your point, somebody on Facebook asked me and said, so it's Beekeeper 2, right? I'm like, no.
No.
Beekeeper 2 is going to be Beekeeper 2.
Right, Beekeeper 2 is Beekeeper
2. Because that's happening. That's going to happen.
Right. This is a totally different movie, which is why I went into it expecting when you have the director of The Beekeeper and Jason Statham, it was going to be more like that.